Willie Ho, when you say you're sick of dirty nappies, what happened?
Very funny, Joe. What happened was I was, you know, out walking in a place called Port Lauder in County Waterford. It's near Kilbunny, a place called Kilbunny. And in the middle of a laneway, you know, in the forestry, there's just like hundreds of nappies dumped there.
Nappies?
Nappies, yeah, child's nappies.
Like, you often see 4 or 5 nappies, unfortunately, dumped. Wrapped and dumped, but you're saying hundreds.
Yeah, often seeing that, but no, this is just incredible. Like, and I rang the Waterford City County Council, you know, the Department of the Environment, which I would do from time to time over certain things that way, you know. But a month later, I was in the same area, you know, and they were still there, so you know, it wasn't a pretty sight. But there was an old dumping site there previous to that as well, you know.
So how would access, like? Are you saying the amount of nappies, obviously used nappies, was so large that it would have had to be driven to the spot?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah, but who collects who collects dirty nappies in that volume?
It's a very puzzling thing, but I can only think of a unit that would have a lot of babies in it. You know, might accumulate a lot of nappies.
Yeah, okay, stay there for a sec, Willie, because Gabriel Hines is Senior Engineer, Department of the Environment and Waterford County Council. Gabriel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And thanks for joining us, Gabriel. You're aware of this?
I am, Joe, yeah. We I suppose, in County Waterford, we receive probably around 1,000 complaints per annum. And we did receive that complaint on the 23rd of January. And what happens after that is that our environmental inspectors will go out and do an inspection. Mm-hmm. And if they can obtain evidence at the scene that will identify the person who put them there, that's their first, that's the first thing to try to do. On this occasion, our inspector went out. No evidence was found, which could lead to the identification of the culprit, I suppose. And normally, what happens then, Joe, is that our inspector is a small van. If the amount of waste there is quite small, he immediately cleans up the area.
Yeah.
In this occasion, unfortunately, the amount of material there was quite large.
The amount of nappies.
Yes, which there was a consignment of nappies there as well. What has happened in some occasions in County Waterford, where you get, I suppose, unauthorised waste collectors going around the houses, they collect, and on some occasions then they go to remote areas and they dispose of. And in most cases, in some of those cases, it's by way of a lorry, you know.
But Gabriel, in terms of, like, for such a volume of dirty nappies to be together is unusual, surely.
Well,
you might find them mixed among domestic refuse.
There was other waste there as well. We have one or two cases, and we're investigating those at the moment, where we have illegal waste collectors collecting waste from door to door and then disposing of them illegally. We're following some of those up at the moment because we have certain. We have to put together a certain.
And are the nappies still there?
What happens, Joe, is if the inspector who goes out. If the volume of material is too large, what happens then, it's referred to the area crew who have the additional resources, which would include a JCB, maybe in a lorry, and they would go out and remove the material. Now, depending on the area staff, you know, I suppose in the last couple of months, some of their priorities would have been in relation to the storms and flooding and road damage. But in time, you know, they will be collected. Some instances...
Are they not an extra danger, hundreds of nappies, because they've got human waste?
I suppose each case is different, depending on the remoteness of the area, depending on I suppose, the receptors that are in the vicinity. You know, we would make a judgment on that. In the case if it was a hazardous waste material or if it was issues like that, they would be removed immediately.
Okay. Are nappies a common... Have we developed, turned into a country that's washing our dirty nappies in public? Dumping our dirty nappies in public?
Of the instances we're having in County Waterford, nappies would be, I suppose, a high percentage of it. Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, would be a high percentage of it.
And why is that, Gabriel? Are they, I don't know, does the private waste companies not take them? Do they?
No, they do. I mean, obviously what's happening, Joe, is that all householders haven't the waste collection service, or all householders aren't going to civic community sites, and they are giving their waste to people who are calling to the doors for small quantities of money. These guys are taking it illegally because you need to have a permit in order to collect waste, and the waste then should go to an authorised facility. Obviously, the illegal guys are dumping it indiscriminately. Okay. Around
any
the
idea when the nappies might be whipped up?
Well, I'd imagine they're, what happens is we refer them to the area, depending on their priorities. Mm. You know, they'll get to them, and I'd imagine in the next quarter they'll probably be cleaned up.
And how are you doing, by the way, while you're on, if you can, Gabriel? How are you doing on the storm damage around? Was it Tramore, Dunmore East suffer, didn't they?
Yeah, significant work has been done in relation to restoring the road networks. With a lot of damage along some of our beaches as well, and that work has started as well. We received a significant sum of money from the department to carry out the repair.
Okay, that's Gabriel. Thanks, Gabriel. Thanks
okay,
for your
Joe,
time.
All the best. Bye.
You too, Gabriel Hines, senior engineer in Waterford County Council, and that was Willie Hoban about the hundreds of dirty nappies which are still there, unfortunately.